We want to welcome you to the New Song Podcast, coming to you from beautiful Colorado Springs. We love receiving your prayer requests and comments at newsongcs.com. Thanks for listening as Pastor Stephen Hibden shares an encouraging word of God's love.
Now, faith is the substance. Now, the thing is, this scripture is not going to bring any, a lot of clarity to you, because it still makes you wonder, it makes you question. And I think God does that sometimes. He puts things in there so that we'll just dig a little bit deeper. But it says, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And herein lies the problem for us, all right? We can't see. We can't always see the step in front of us. We walk by faith. We don't walk by sight. Well, that's why I'm not a believer. I don't care for that. I would like to believe in what I can see. Well, there's not a lot that you can see that you can believe in anyways. But there are so many experiences in our lives that cloud us from seeing with God's eyes. And that's the problem, too, that we have. I've been a believer for 20 years. I've been a believer for 50 years. Well, I've been... You know, it really doesn't matter how long you've been a believer, because sometimes, it really doesn't. Okay, so there you go. If you got saved this morning, then you're good. The thing is, the longer you've served Jesus, the more experiences you have to try to fit them all right into the right perfect box, so you understand God more, and then you realize, boy, I don't understand God at all. I thought I did. And it's the experiences of our lives, right? If you lived in Hawaii, I don't have any joke. I just wanted to say you lived in Hawaii. It's really, God, why would you move to, it's beautiful here, but must have been for work. Is it for work? Too personal right now? Yes, okay. Experiences cloud us from seeing with God's eyes. In this collection of talks about hope, I was thinking there are so many truths that we let get clouded by our experiences. These experiences will threaten our hope, not build up our hope. And I want to make sure that we have our hope built on the right things. There's experiences where we've lost a loved one that kind of will mess with our hope. Experiences where we've gotten divorced. Maybe you've encountered sickness. Well, not here in Colorado Springs. No one gets sick, right? Maybe you've encountered some serious sickness and you're wondering what you really believe in. Maybe you were laid off from a job. You got caught up in sin. Maybe you failed your whole life. You've been trying to know Jesus, and you've never really connected with him. This will really take a toll on, wow, my experience is I don't know you, God, but you say that I can know you. I don't get it. These experiences chisel at our foundation of what we can't see with our eyes, and they blur our faith to hope. What they do is they cause our house to crash. That's what they do. Remember that song we were singing earlier? You know, I was trying to wake up Nate because he fell asleep there. They cause our house to crash. I'm just kidding. I want to title today's message of hope, Everything I Forgot Since I Left Kindergarten. Would you pray with me? Lord, we thank you. We continue to include you in our time together today. We thank you for these songs from yesteryear. We thank you how they've blessed us through the years, and some of us, thank you for just hearing them for the first time today. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be balanced, to be secure in what you've built for us. I pray that we would understand you more today in Jesus' name. Amen. Have you ever built a sandcastle before, anyone? I know we don't have sand in our area, but has everyone built a sandcastle? Have you? Did you? When we lived in California, we'd go to the beach, I'd build a sandcastle. I was like a little kid, and Cynthia would never, we've never built a sandcastle together. I've never seen you build one, so I don't know. You really have? Are you just saying it because you want to be accepted? You've built a sandcastle? Well, you know, sandcastles can be annoying because you build it, And I like to think like that people are watching me when they're walking by on the beach, because I'm pretty good at it. Like I take pictures of the sandcastles I've built, and I'm thinking that people are talking about it when they walk by. I'm like, yeah. Anyways, that just came to me. But what's annoying is you'll work really hard, and then a wave will come and mess it up, right? They just mess it up. It's annoying. But what about when the waves of our experiences continually crash on us and our ability to hope? It's much more than annoying. It's devastating, right? It can be very discouraging and completely devastating at times for us. And the disciples, they lived with Jesus every single day. They walked with them, they hung out with them, they talked with them, and they didn't understand this concept either. They lived with them every day, and they forgot at times, and they would lose hope. Every time a storm would come, in fact, they would, oh my gosh, where is Jesus? And you know, I could tell three stories. I could tell four or five stories of where the disciples said, oh, Jesus, we need you. We're in a storm, and there Jesus was, right? I want to tell just one simple story that he told the people. This one wasn't true. It was based it's not based on the song. The song that I sang earlier was based on this. And he says this. Okay, you childish guys. Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 24 through 27. I'm going to read it in the Message version. Maybe it'll help you to listen because you know it the other way. And it says this. These words I speak to you are not incidental additions to your life. In other words, what I do, what I'm telling you, when I talk, when I live, Jesus, I'm Jesus, what everything I do, it's not just like, by the way, try to do this. He's saying, these aren't just homeowner, I like that, improvements to your standard of living. They are foundational words. Say foundational. Thank you. You get an A. Thank you. Words to build a life on. They're not empty. Trust me. If you work these words into your life, you are like a really smart carpenter who built his house on solid rock. The rain poured down. The river flooded. If you were in Colorado Springs, you'd say the hail came, the sleet came, the winds came, the snow came. You name it, we have it. A tornado hit, but nothing moved that house. It was fixed to the rock. That just sounds good to say, to the rock, verse 26 through 27. But if you just use my words in Bible studies, I like this because he's talking to the church. He's making sure, because this is who's going to read his church people. So he says, if you just use my words in the Bible studies and then you don't actually work them into your life, you are like a, we're not allowed to say this word at home, so stupid carpenter who built his house on the sandy beach. When a storm rolled in, the waves came up, it collapsed like a house of cards. The way I'd like to remind you to build your hope on the rock, Jesus, is by recalling three simple songs we sometimes forget since many of us left kindergarten. I have 3 points today, Brother Ron. You like that. You like that. I usually do one. He's like, you need to do three, and they need to start with the same letter. They all need to rhyme. I'm not that smart, so these don't rhyme, but you can just give me the 3 points each week, and I'll just preach them. How about that? The first one is this, a song we forgot since we left kindergarten. Do you guys know this one? Jesus loves me. Here we go. No, you know the song. When I was 5, I knew that Jesus loved me. All of us to him belong, and that I am weak, and he is strong. I knew that it was solely based on trust. As a 5-year-old, somewhere along the way, when the storms came, 2 questions popped into our minds. And you know the questions. The first one, would Jesus really love me? I hear it every week. I talk to people every week. Well, I can't go to church. Jesus wouldn't love me. Would Jesus really love me? How? How could he really love me? Another question, will he be strong in my weakness? If we just knew the answer to that, you know it's yes. But if we just knew the answer to that, that would get rid of a lot of worry and a lot of stress. Will he be strong in my weakness? Both of these questions, if answered wrongly, will threaten your hope. It'll make your hope feel like it's built on a sandcastle. Can I tell you, you can't hope for your marriage. You can't hope for your finances. You can't hope for healing. You can't hope for your children to come back home to Jesus when you leave the simple phrase, Jesus loves me, out. You can't hope when you don't believe Jesus loves you. He loves you, so obviously things are going to work out. Well, that's too simplistic. Yeah, five-year-olds, that's what they believe. That's what I need to believe as well. You can't hope for whatever your situation is when you leave out that he is strong when you are weak. You can't hope when you forget that. He is strong when we are weak. That's good news, my friend. Say amen. You said amen because I made you, but that's okay. My dad used to say that all the time. Say amen. We're throwing back. We're throwing back, Dad. I'm saying what you would say. Hope is not built on past experiences or the waves that come in and out of the tides. Hope is built on the fact that we know that Jesus loves us, that he'll be strong in our weak times, period. Wait, show me, tell me the rest. Like, tell me like an easy phrase to remember. That's it. Jesus loves you. He'll be strong in your weak times, my brother Emmanuel. Amen? I'm just as Emmanuel, just Emmanuel. Amen, Emmanuel? Amen. The second song I'd like to recall that helps us build our hope, I'm only doing three, okay? So I'm not doing 55 songs, three songs. I'm almost done, okay? Then you can get out of here if you want to, okay? The second song I like to recall that helps us build our hope on Jesus, a rock, is a song called Father Abraham. What does that song even mean? Father Abraham, many sons. Many sons said, Father Abraham, I am one of them, so are you. So let's just praise the Lord. Right arm, left arm, left foot, right foot. Bow your head, turn around, sit down. What the heck does that mean? Why do we learn about Abraham of all people so early in our childhood? Why is he so important? This is why. This is why. You ready? Write this down. Ronnie, write this down. Don't read your bulletin right now. This is not the time to read. Unless you want to read your bulletin, that's fine, because actually you're one of few. So go ahead. Read away. Why do we learn about Abraham so early? Because of one thing. Abraham hoped. That's what he did. He hoped. So he's in the Hall of Fame of hopers. He's in the Hall of Fame of faithers. In the Bible, in Hebrews 11, it's the Hall of Fame. They'd mention Abraham because he hoped. He believed what God said. He trusted he would do it. And he had the faith to live it out. Did Abraham preach a profound sermon? No, I don't believe so. If he did, that doesn't fit right now. So don't tell me the sermon he did if he did. He lived it with his life. Did he do a mighty miracle? Not really. Abraham lived it with his life. Not of a sandcastle, but of one built on a rock called hope with his life. The faith and hope chapter in the Bible, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 through 9, I want to read to you in the NIV. It says this, by faith, this is the New Testament. It's recalling the biggies. We call it in basketball, the biggies. Is that what they call Yudoka, a biggie? What do they call those guys? Yeah, the biggies, right? These are like the biggies of basketball of faith in Hebrews chapter 11. It says, by faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. Could stop right there. But by faith, he made his home in a promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. You know the rest. He, verse 12, he had more kids than the sands on the seashores and than the stars in the sky. This guy, you don't want experiences to cloud your God's sight. Do what Father Abraham did. With your right arm, with your left arm, with your right foot, with your left foot. I never knew what that song meant, but it's saying everything in you should cry out to trust God. Right arm, left foot, bow your head. Everything you can do to trust God. Do it like Abraham. Almost finished the third song. You're all wondering what it is. We could do so many right here. I needed the perfect one to fit in the message, so this is the one. If you look at some of the best songs of Sunday school days, "To Help Build Our Hope on Jesus the Rock" is a simple song called "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands." Don't really care for the song a whole lot. He's got a little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, baby, in his hands. There's not much to the song, but it proves a point. You know, for me, I'm going to have a TBH moment here, okay? That means, do you know what it means, Eddie? TBH, hashtag TBH, people say. It's like, are you not honest? The rest of the to be honest. It means to be honest. And I see that on people's, and maybe not so much now, but this is so last year, throwback. So we're throwing back to hashtags from last year. TBH, I love Jesus, or whatever. It's like, are you not honest about everything else you say? To be honest, all right? To be honest with you, I want to tell you, even Stephen and Cynthia and our family, we struggle remembering that God's got the whole world in his hands. He's got it all under control. There are times that we forget this. You have so many papers up here, Brother Ron. I don't want to mess them all up. Every once in a while I'm walking with Jesus, here's my TBH moment. All of a sudden, the fog lifts. Maybe just for a few minutes, and I see, wow, my kids are great. They're perfect. My bills are not overwhelming. I'm on top of the world. My marriage is award-winning. My walk with God is stellar. Everything is going perfect in my life. This is awesome. I can't wait to get to church to preach. And then, the fog settles in again. And I say, God, where are you? I thought you were here with me. We were doing this together. Are you there? And I think he's doing it just to make sure that we're doing it together. He's like, oh, do you think you're doing this by yourself? Here, I'll let the fog come in. And I realize, God, I need you, I need you, I need you, I need you. I start praying again. I start worshiping. I start focusing on him. And then the fog lifts a little, but then it comes back again. And I say, where are you? God, is that you? Is that devil? Is that you? Who is this? And I'm convinced that if we could understand what the song is really true, he's got the whole world in his hands, we would remember that we must have our whole lives in his hands. If he's got the whole world in his hands, would you come up, my brother? If he's got the whole world in his hands, we must have our lives in his hands. Faith is walking in the fog. Hope is knowing that as you walk, he's got your life on the rock and your whole life in his hands, and that he loves you, and that when you are weak, he is strong. Would you bow your heads for a moment, folks? Would you tell God, let my right arm, my left arm, my right foot, my left foot, let it all put its hope in you, Jesus. That we throw back to that the fact that Jesus, you are the same yesterday as you are today. The same yesterday, today, and forever. We thank you, Jesus. If you're in this room today, what a perfect opportunity for you to put your hope back in Jesus. Maybe you've kind of slipped away from him for a while. Maybe you've decided, I'm going to try to do this on my own, and the fog doesn't seem to lift, and you're wondering where he is. Remember, he loves you. He'll be strong in your weakness. If you're here today in the room, we're going to have a good old-fashioned altar call. You don't have to come to the front, but if you're here and the Holy Spirit's telling you, it's time to get your heart right with me. It's time today to make a new commitment to build your house, not on the sand, but on the rock. Would you just lift your hand just real simple and then put it right back down? Amen, amen. Anybody else, brother? See it. Amen. Anybody else? We can all do this together. Is there one more that needs to make that new commitment today? Right on. Would you say this with me, my friends? nothing special about the prayer, but there's something special about the one we're praying to. Say, Jesus, I need you. Would you forgive me? I want to live for you. I want to build my house on the rock. I trust you. That's it.
Thanks for listening today. Remember, God wants to do the impossible through you and me. We encourage you to become a deeper part of what we are doing. Visit us at newsongcs.com and become a giver to the New Song Foundation and an investor in bringing this message of Jesus across the world. God bless you.